Hi, and I was in a hospital bed. Adam leaned forward and kissed me. Then I kissed him back, with interest. He laughed and rested his forehead on mine, and I felt his whole body go limp.
You are so stoned, baby, he said.
Am I fried? I asked.
What?
He rolled his head a little so he could see my face. Burn like a crispy steak, I clarified.
No, not as bad as it could have been.
He hesitated.
Not as bad as it was, I think, is a better answer. The cheek scar will have a companion on your forearm, and I'm afraid the shotgun pellet scars have some company. Might be a while before you are happy about walking on your left foot, but that was just blisters, and Samuel said it should heal with no scarring.
No modeling contract, I said mournfully.
Not in your future, no,
he said, and his dimple flirted with me.
You'll have to make do with me.
Coyote said I was dying, I told him, and Christy wanted me to.
Coyote, eh?
He gave me an odd smile.
I went to grab some coffee that first night you were here, and when I got back, he was sitting on the edge of your bed, as a coyote.
He rubbed his face and took a deep breath.
Samuel said the first x-ray showed that you'd broken your neck. He wasn't optimistic. But after Coyote had his visit, things got better. As for Christy,
his skin next to mine flushed, and his eyes lightened to amber for just a moment. His voice was calm, though.
Christy has been banned from the hospital. She decided to stay at Arielle's until she figures out whether she is going to move back to Eugene or job search over here. They managed to get the blue off her skin, but she had to dye her hair black. You are not her favorite person.
Arielle's okay? I asked, suddenly anxious.
Shh, he said. Arielle is a werewolf. She was down for a couple of days, but as of yesterday, she's fine.
The muzzy feeling was retreating. How long have I been out?
3 days, he said. And you've only been mostly out. Samuel said you wouldn't remember much of it, though. He also said that they'd probably let you out tomorrow morning, since there are now no signs of a broken neck.
Oh, well? He laughed, a happy, uncomplicated laugh.
And I thought I threw the fox in the henhouse when I brought you into the pack. Oh, well is... Yesterday he stayed human for almost an hour.
Coyote said something about Hoel, but try as I might, I couldn't remember what it was. Coyote also said we should avoid visiting the Canary Islands for a couple of years.
I'll bear that in mind.
He was quiet for a while, resting his upper body alongside mine. Eventually, he sat up.
If I don't move, I'm going to fall asleep, he said.
He looked tired, beautiful, but tired.
I'm going to go find some food, and I'll bring some back for you, okay?
Sure.
Don't cause any trouble.
Me? The dimple came out again.
I'll be back soon.
As soon as he left, I sat up and started unwiring myself. I had to pee, and I had no intention of letting my bathroom activities be a public event ever again. I wasn't as bad off as I had been after the fight with the River Devil. As long as I didn't need a wheelchair, everything else was gravy. I sat up and swung my legs down, and realized that Adam's recitation of my injuries had limited itself to the burns. My left leg was encased from my toes to about 6 inches above my knee. My right forearm was bandaged, but my left elbow was immobilized by something with more structure. That I hadn't felt them meant that I was still on a lot more drugs than I'd figured. I gave the IV still hooked to my right hand a look of respect, and decided not to pull those out the way I'd intended to. The IV stand was on wheels. It could come too. I slid off the bed and got about 6 feet when it occurred to me that this might have been a bad idea. I wobbled, recovered, wobbled again, and would have fallen if I hadn't grabbed the walking stick at the last minute. Well, hello. I told it. I didn't expect to see you here. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Night Broken by Patricia Briggs. Copyright 2014 by Hurog, Inc. Performed by Lorelei King. Performance copyright 2013 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.